This is especially an interesting interview. I've got Mike Einstein with me. Mike, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am, Tim.
Mike, thanks for taking time out of your very busy schedule to join us here. We've got this really interesting topic to talk about, and I think there's a lot of people that don't know about this at all. And, you know, it's just, I'm going to just say Z-Wave, and I'm going to say I think the best way to introduce it would just be home automation and how technology can make can not only make your life easier, but can save you money. So is that a good way to introduce what you do?
Possibly.
Okay.
I work with a company called Intermatic, and we are working on developing a complete product line in the home automation world that makes it simple and easy to provide home control that's reliable and inexpensive.
And, you know, some of these things can save energy, which I think is just fascinating.
Absolutely. But let me just begin by giving a little background on Z-Wave.
Yes.
The Z-Wave technology was developed by a company over in Copenhagen. It provides a low-cost, reliable way to do two-way RF communication. When I say two-way, it means when you send a signal, you get an answer that says, yes, I did what you asked me to do.
Yes.
And the other thing is it's a mesh network. So you don't need repeaters because every time you add another light switch or thermostat or device to the network, you make the network stronger.
Okay, so let's explain to people, too, what RF is, which means radio frequency.
Right. Well, what we're doing is we're actually sending signals through the air to tell either a light switch to change, to go on or off, or to dim, or to create a scene, or for a garage door to open, security system to enable, and we tie it all together.
Right. Okay, so the why do you think this is going to become more popular? You know, what's the driving force behind this?
Well, we've made it simple, we made it easy to use, and we brought the cost down to the same cost as a dimmer, a lighting dimmer, for example. So before, you had to pay a lot of money for home automation. In fact, less than 1% of America was willing to pay the tens of thousands of dollars required to really put home automation to a home.
Yeah, and that's what I think the big breakthrough is, personally, because that was my biggest stumbling block in the past with home automation. And then on top of that, that some of those other systems were not reliable. I mean, they didn't work that well.
Absolutely, Tim.
Okay, so let's, you've already talked about light switches, so let's do a quick rundown to try so that my listeners can visualize this in their head so that they can get excited as well. Give me the quick top five or maybe even top 10 things that you can automate, that people can do in their home, like you just said, light switches.
Well, let me give you a better example. When someone drives up to their home, they have those little three buttons called HomeLink in their car. A lot of the new cars, tens of millions of cars, have those three buttons in their car.
Yeah, I've got them in mine.
Okay, you push one of the buttons today, and maybe you've programmed your garage door, maybe you still use your opener. Those other two buttons you never use.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I use mine only because I have two garage doors, so I don't use my third button.
Okay.
My third button is wide open.
With your third button, you'll be able to push that button, turn on the lights outside your house if they were not already on, turn on your path lighting into your home. So if, as you get out of the car, all of a sudden, the lights to your kitchen or wherever you go inside the house will be turned on for you.
They're already on. Okay, that's
okay.
Great.
Your thermostat could be going up or down. Talk about that energy control. If it's right now, this time of year, when you've left the house, you wanted that thermostat to go down so you're not heating when no one's home.
Yep.
So it maybe drops it to 10 or 12 degrees, whatever you tell it to do. And when you come back in, as soon as you hit it, all of a sudden it kicks it back on. So we're talking about energy. The blinds close if you're leaving the house if it's wintertime, you want the blinds or drapes closed to keep the cold air out. During the summer,